Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Maddox, and welcome to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. And my goodness, what a trio of talent we had in studio on the morning of Wednesday, June 15th of 2022. Number one, it's always great to see our friend John Barry. He would be joined by Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Richie Furay, founding member of both Buffalo Springfield and Poco, who would be making his Grand Ole Opry debut that week, and the legendary engineer and producer Val Garay, who worked early on in their careers with Linda Ronstadt, James Taylor, Kim Carnes, so many more. It really was a great, great morning, and I hope you enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Richie Furay, Val Garay, and John Barry.
It's 5 minutes after 9 o'clock, 6:50 a.m. WSM. I was so excited when Brian Smith called me to tell me it's been a couple of months ago that our friend Richie Furay, at age, do you mind?
Go ahead, man.
78.
You earned it.
78?
Yep.
Is making his Grand Ole Opry debut.
Waiting on it 50 years, man. Here we are.
Already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but have never played the Grand Ole Opry. Nope. So what is running through your mind? How do you get the news? Just play it out for us.
I'm just kind of... I mean, you know, it's overwhelming, and then all of a sudden it's like, man, I'm scared to death now. I don't even know what I'm going to do when I get out there. But I think just the protocol of it, you know, but the bigness of it. I mean, my gosh, man, this goes back. What's the history, for crying out loud?
96 years.
So I only missed that by 40. Yeah. But, man, I am so excited. I'm just absolutely thrilled, and it's going to be certainly the cherry on the top of my career, just being able to stand on that stage, man, and be able to sing.
Well, even at its core, you know, it was so influential on those rock and roll groups. I mean, everybody knew the Grand Ole Opry, regardless of what music you decided to pursue
absolutely.
And play, I would think, as you look back at bandmates that you've worked with through the years.
Yeah, the history, I mean, you know, my actually rock and roll or country rock history goes back to Carl Perkins and Gene Vincent and Eddie Cochran and the rockabilly guys,
sure,
you know,
okay.
Buddy Holly. So when we like did our thing and started it up, it was just like, okay, remember what was done way, way back then? People forgot a little bit about that. Let's just bring it back, you know, and then we started. And so, yeah, but...
But if Buffalo Springfield came out today, they'd be a country act, right?
I don't know. Now, Poco would be a country act,
okay.
But I don't know about Springfield, because I look at Springfield as being more coming from the folk music days.
Yeah.
But it still had some country licks going on in that thing, harmony-wise and guitar-wise. You can't deny that.
I'll take credit for that.
Engineer, producer, legendary Val Garay across the way, seated next to him. So where did the two of you develop a friendship and working relationship?
During Buffalo Springfield days.
Goes back that far.
I lived next door to Neil and Dickie Davis, who was their road manager. I lived next door in Formosa Street in Hollywood in an apartment building. And what's really funny is it's a funny story I even told Richie once. When they got their second album finished, Buffalo Springfield again, nobody in the band had a record player, so they came up to my apartment to listen to their acetate.
An acetate?
Yeah, well, that's what you got then. You got an acetate. But, you know, and Richie and I became friends back in that period, and then kind of, you know, got back and forth between us. We were born on the same day, so his wife threw a great birthday party for the two of us in the 60s in my house in Hollywood. And then years later, we got together and did Richie's solo record in 1979.
And John Barry, the two of you, where are we going musically here, Charlie, to the break?
We're going to feature some great Buffalo Springfield music.
Okay.
As we go to the break.
Is that where we're going to the break? But so where do you know this name, Richie Furay, and Buffalo Springfield and Poco and the Souther Hillman Fury Band?
Growing up and listening to their music. And my favorite song I love to when I, every time I hear Richie's name, I hear, "Well, I still have dreams where you still love me."
That's the record that I did.
That's one of my favorite
songs. It's funny because this whole thing is a cornerstone. Because when Richie and I started talking about doing this record, we both weren't sure where each of our heads were at in terms of songs. So we decided we'd start writing down songs and send them to each other and see where it goes. And the cornerstone song that cemented the beginning of this was John's song.
Your Love Amazes Me.
Your Love Amazes Me. It was both on our list, number one. And so then when that happened, having met John through the days when he was making that record, because I met the writer and did a demo of the song for Bowen before anybody cut it, and John, you know, and I have known each other a long time, and then I thought to Richie, I said, you know, we got to get John to sing on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's the cornerstone of the record.
Well, we're going to not only hear it, but see it, because there's a video for it. Oh, we got that coming up here on 650 AM WSM.
Val, I'm curious, because you've worked with so many of the people that have been the soundtrack of my life, really.
Yeah.
But you got them really early, like really some of the first few Ronstadt records and James Taylor and obviously Kim Carnes. How early on working with someone like that do you realize that they're really special? Because obviously they go on
about
to be
an hour
incredibly
into it.
Really, it's that quick?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was not even a question. I mean, when you saw any of those people live, which I saw Linda quite a bit before I worked with her, it's undeniable. I mean, you know, she had the power. Like, she could blow your hair off. You know, she could. It was amazing the voice she had. Yeah,
she has. Man.
Well, yeah, she did. But you know, I mean, and the same thing with James. James was just one of those artists that you know, the minute you heard him play anything, and that's how we ended up with Handyman, because he and Cooch were sitting in the studio jamming around when we were making their record, and they started playing that song, and both Peter and I ran out and went, "Yeah, we got it." And he goes, "No, I'm not doing another oldie. No way." But it was the biggest hit on that record.
You're on 650 AM WSM and Circle Television, headed to a break. We'll be back on the other side as we continue. John Barry, Richie Fure, Val Garay in studio this morning as Richie heads to the stage of the Grand Ole Opry for his debut.
Coffee, Country, and Cody.
Good morning at 9:16. Richie Fure on his way to the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. That's happening this weekend. That's Friday night. We're going to be at the City Winery tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yep.
As I understand it. John Barry is with him. We're going to hear from the two of them together here in just a little bit. Val Garay, engineered and produced. And how is it pronounced in Spain? And
In Spanish, it's pronounced Garay.
Garay.
Yeah.
Val Garay.
My grandfather was born in Santander, Spain, and my father was born in Mexico.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
And California was home for you as a kid growing up? Or?
My grandfather was a machinist, so he got a job with a railroad crossing the border from El Paso from Juarez into El Paso, and then he got a job with Southern Pacific Railroad, and their shops were in San Francisco, so that's where my father moved when he was about 6 years old, and that's where I was born. And raised in San Francisco.
Richie, you grew up in Ohio, didn't you?
Yeah, sure did. Little village called Yellow Springs, Ohio. It now is being owned by Dave Chappelle. he's buying up everything there. Man. Bought up my property and everything.
And then you go from there, music takes you to California?
No, I went to New York. I was going to be a folk singer. And,
be a go-go singer.
Yeah, back in 1964, I thought I'd be a folk singer. And then that kind of, you know, we got there a little late and ended up at Pratt & Whitney Aircraft, a little stop on the way to California. I was handing out tools to the tool crew up there because I like to eat, you know, and so it was important. But then Graham Parsons actually brought the Byrds' first record up to me. He lived across the street from me in New York, and he brought it up to where I was staying in Connecticut, and he said, "You got to hear this record." And when I heard that first record, you know, Mr. Tambourine Man with the electric guitar and the harmonies and all that, I said, "Man, I got to find Steven." And I, you know, wrote to Steven. Stills, and ended up in California. And it was interesting. He said, "Yeah, come on out, man. I got a band together. All I need is another singer, you know, and I'll be there." And when I got there, it was me and him. That was it. It was just me and him. But, you know, it all worked.
Who was Buffalo and who was Springfield?
At the time, when you're living in the moment, it was a panic, I'll say that. But we learned how to harmonize phrase and just sing together, you know, over probably about a month, you know, before we started really getting the rest of the band together. So we had a nucleus going on there. But so it was good time, but it was like when you're in the middle of it, it's like, oh, brother, what's happening tomorrow?
John Barry, have you ever had what's happening tomorrow moments in your career?
I have what's happening right now moments.
Me too, John. Me too.
So let's leapfrog over a period of years in Buffalo, Springfield, and Poco, and Souther, Furay, Hillman, Furay. Mm-hmm. And where does the decision, the calling, if you will, because my father was a minister growing up, and he changed, like, in his mid-30s, just life completely to pursue the ministry.
Yeah.
When did that happen for you?
Well, happened during Souther, Hillman, Furay. Chris Hillman wanted Al Perkins in the band, and I kind of fought him on it, you know, when we were putting the band together, because he had a little fish sticker on his guitar with that says Jesus is Lord. And I said, man, that guy's going to stop us from, you know, our success, because by then I was being driven. I mean, I'd seen a lot of my friends, Stephen Stills, Neil Young, and Jimmy Messina, and Randy Meisner, go off to this huge success, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, golly, man, what's the matter with me? And I thought that this little fish sticker on this guy's guitar was going to, you know, be the roadblock, you know, from happening. So I told Chris no, but when Al joined the band, he led me to the Lord, and you know, it just went from there. And it was right on the edge, man. I mean, a lot of people think that Souther, Hillman, Furay, that we didn't get along, that Chris and JD and I didn't get along. That's not true. So many people know so much more than we know who were in the middle of it. But my marriage was falling apart. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm having to weigh in my mind, what do I want to do? Do I want to continue this direction, or do I want my family? And I chose my family. That's why, you know, the band really didn't go on any further than probably the two records that we made.
And you went to Colorado with your ministry.
I was already living in Colorado at that time, yeah. And so that's where we started a little home Bible study, and then it just kind of grew into a little church. You know, we had a little church for 35 years, about 250 people, and yeah.
Sold a Porsche and bought a truck.
Oh, boy, I did.
And that was it.
Yeah. This is when my wife and I were separated. I was living in California, not knowing what I was going to do, and I had this blue Chevy pickup truck that I still have sitting out back, old 75 Chevy, man. And, but I had a Porsche and traded that Porsche in for that truck, man. And I'd be Colorado, got to drive them trucks, you know what I mean?
Richie Furay making his Grand Ole Opry debut on Friday night of this week. Again, tomorrow, City Winery. And you've teamed up, as we mentioned earlier, we're going to feature this now. Richie and John Barry have teamed up on the song that, was it 94?
Spring of 94.
Spring of 94, I Got to Town, and baby, you were on fire. Mm-hmm. You were on everybody's lips in this town. I got here in April of 94. That was 28 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And both of us had dark hair.
Yeah.
So the backstory of what we're going to hear and see, again, if whoever wants to set this up on. Your
me,
love amazes me.
I was
duet.
Fishing up in Montana, and we were driving from one point to the next, and the radio, you know, the song kept coming on, and there were three things, basically. You know, there was some. I caught this melody, because I usually latch into a melody before I hear anything else, and so the melody caught me, and then I'd catch a phrase here, but it would go in and out. But it was the voice. It was the voice that just absolutely drew me right and gave me goosebumps. And I said, when I get home, I got to find out what this song is. And then, you know, my kids actually liked, I mean, they went out and got John's records. Man, we got a ton of his records at home, you know, before I ever even knew I'd meet him. I could tell you another story of you being up in Colorado, man, playing one time. But that's how Your Love Amazes Me. I heard it on the radio, but it kept going in and out, and I couldn't quite get it all. But those three things, you know, that there's a great melody, and, you know, I'd pick up a phrase or two here about what's going on, but it was that voice. It was that voice that just said, wow.
How does that make you feel, John?
That's a little humbling, isn't it?
Could be.
Yeah, could be. It's a little humbling to have, you know, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer telling you that. So that's pretty awesome.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, man. Val and I, you know, put, like he said, it was the number one song on both of our lists.
We had 300 songs we started with, and the first two songs on both our lists was Your Love Amazes Me. That was sort of cemented that whole thing.
What a challenge, though, to think that, you know, I mean, here I am, I'm going to sing a song of this, I mean, a voice that this guy has. And that, for the whole album, it turned out like that. But I mean, that is significant, man. And it's like, it's scary at first. But I hope we did okay, man.
God bless you. I am so proud for you and proud of you at age 78 to make your Opry debut.
Thanks, Bill. Thank you so much, man.
With a stop at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on the way, I might add, and the Colorado Music Hall of Fame, too. That, of course, is Richie Furay, John Barry here in studio this morning. Val Garay, this is where we'll wrap up on the way to the stage of the Opry Friday night. Again, tomorrow night at City Winery. The single and video, depending on radio or television, for Your Love Amazes Me.
I've seen the seven wonders of the world. I've seen the beauty of diamonds and pearls.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.